Use of the material on this show does not create an attorney-client relationship. The information contained herein is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only. It should not be construed as legal advice on any subject.
Welcome to the State of Your Estate podcast. Keeping it, enjoying it, passing it on. With your hosts, estate planning attorneys, Morgan and Elizabeth Allison.
Welcome to episode 6 of our podcast, State of Your Estate. We have a great episode about keeping your privacy. I'm your co-host, Morgan Allison.
And I'm Elizabeth Allison. On this episode, Morgan will discuss how the trust can be a useful tool to keep your privacy.
Then Beth will guide us through the recording requirements of a trust with real estate.
And in our mailbag segment, we have a question from a man whose sister had their mother interdicted without telling him or their other sibling. So stay tuned.
The trust is an excellent tool for protecting your privacy, especially when compared to the other primary estate planning document, the will. Unlike many legal documents, a trust does not have to be recorded. A lot of documents need to be recorded. A business entity is recorded with the Secretary of State. Real estate ownership, mortgages, liens, those are recorded with the courthouse, basically the clerk of court. Legal proceedings are recorded in the courthouse, of course. So they're very private in that there is no public record of exactly what is in the document. The other way that it protects your privacy is that it keeps you out of court. Anything that goes to court has very little privacy, except for a few specific kinds of cases, usually ones that involve juveniles. And the two kinds of proceedings that we're really talking about here, keeping you out of court, are interdiction and probate. In any kind of interdiction or probate proceeding, the petition is going to be public record. So let's start from there. Petition is going to be public record, and in that petition, it's going to list a lot of facts that most people probably would not want to be public. There's a lot of personal information in the petition. Details of your condition, for example. Details about your family. Let's talk about probate. There's a copy of the will. So the will and its contents are public record. So exactly what you say in your will, who you say gets what, who doesn't get what, all that kind of stuff, all that's going to be in the will. All the evidence associated with the case becomes public record. So that would be, for example, lists. In a probate, there's going to be a sworn, detailed, descriptive list that is a list of every asset that the estate has. And then in the order, it's going to, at the end of the process, it's going to lay out exactly who gets what according to the will. So all of that is public record, and all that can be avoided to a large extent by using the trust. And another thing to consider with the public records of the court and these court proceedings is that a lot of people find out about the situation. The fact that there is a filing at the court is publicized in the newspaper. Also, there's legal service and notice to family members. So certain people who have interest in the case will be served by the sheriff's office, or they'll get a certified letter. In an interdiction, for example, all the close family members get notified by certified letter that there is an interdiction proceeding going on. And our mailbag segment actually will have a question about this. But the bottom line is that in interdiction, many family members get certified mail about the proceedings. So again, not very private. So how does a trust protect you from all this? Well, first, let's look at interdiction. If you have a durable power of attorney and a trust that is managing the assets of your estate, then there's no need for an interdiction. And why is that? I mean, consider what an interdiction is for. It's to manage a person's affairs for them when they're not able to. Well, that's what the power of attorney and the trust do. So when you have those documents in place, nobody is going to need to file an interdiction to help you or whoever has the estate documents in place. All the details of the situation are kept private. In probate, trusts help keep you out of probate. We discussed this in prior episodes, but privacy is maintained for that because there might be no probate at all. So there's no public record about it. And because you only need a probate if there is a probatable estate. So if there are assets that are not in the trust, ideally the trust holds everything. So nothing, or if it's less than ideal, maybe very little, is personally owned. So you might not need a probate at all. Now, sometimes you do need a probate even with the trust. Because, like I said, there are sometimes assets that are not were not transferred to the trust for one reason or another. But even here, there's a big difference. So without the trust, you have the situation we described before with all the details laid bare. And by all the details, I mean exactly what's there, exactly who gets what, all of that. Now with a trust, you may have to have a little probate, but now you have a very simple will, and that will just says, I leave everything to my trust. Okay, it's very straightforward. It doesn't name heirs, doesn't, you know, go into any all of that. There are no details about who gets what. And so in this case, there are no lists of property in the estate except for the very few items that need to be transferred. It might just be like one or two things. So there is technically a probate here, but it's a very small, simple affair, and it's much more private than it otherwise would have been. An estate plan is great for protecting your privacy, as well as a host of other benefits. If you're ready to get to work on your estate plan, give us a call at 985-853-8557 or visit our website, AllisonEstatePlanning.com.
Assistance with successions, probate, estate planning, and elder law issues. Call Allison and Allison at 985-853-8557 or visit AllisonEstatePlanning.com.
One limitation of a trust's ability to protect your privacy is when it is applied to real estate. Revised Statute 9-2092 deals with recordation of trusts when real estate is involved. So, Revised Statute 9-2092, subsection A, requires that a copy of the trust or an extract of the trust be filed. Section B1 lays out what the extract must contain. For purposes of recording an extract of a trust instrument, such an extract shall be executed by either the settlor or the trustee and shall include all of the following. A. The name of the trust, if any. B. A statement as to whether the trust is revocable or irrevocable. C. The name of each settlor. D. The name of each trustee and name or other description of the beneficiary or beneficiaries. E. The date of execution of the trust. And F. Any limitation or restriction on the power of the trustee to alienate, lease, or encumber immovable property contained in the trust instrument. While this does not perfectly protect your privacy, since your name, your trustee's name, and all your beneficiaries will have to be listed, it is still much better than dispersing assets through probate. Unlike probate, the extract won't list exactly what the contents of the trust are or exactly who gets what. For even greater privacy, if that's something you want, the trust can be combined with some other legal entity like a corporation or an LLC. the other entity would own the real estate and the trust would own the entity. No personal information would have to be revealed at all. So, for an estate plan with real privacy, call us at 985-853-8557 or visit our website at AllisonEstatePlanning.com.
Welcome to the mailbag, where we answer questions about the law from you, our listeners. This week's question is from a person with two siblings and a mother who has been interdicted. So this is a question that they put to us. My sister had her mother interdicted and put herself as curator and her son as under curator without notifying her other two siblings. We never received notice about interdiction or court date from our sibling or lawyer. What can be done? And the questioner goes on to add, the three siblings all should have equal say in mother's care and well-being.
So the relevant law is found in Louisiana Civil Code of Procedure Article 4543, subsection B, which reads, within 3 days of filing the petition, the petitioner shall mail a copy of the petition by certified mail, return receipt requested, to the last known address of each other person named in the petition. Failure to mail a copy of the petition to any such person shall not affect the validity of the proceeding, but may subject the petitioner or his attorney to sanctions. So, this means that yes, you were supposed to be notified, but even without the notification, the judgment of interdiction is still valid.
The statute mentions sanctions against the sister and her attorney, but as a practical matter, that's probably not going to get you very far. Also, there can only be one curator. While you may feel that the three of you should have an equal say, it's just not practical. If you or your other sibling would be a better choice for curator, you should talk to an attorney about having the appointment changed.
So, you can email your questions for the mailbag to morgan@allisonattorneys.com or record your question on our website, allisonestateplanning.com, and your voice message might be heard on our show.
Well, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening to our show.
Next episode, find out about electronic document security and your estate plan.
I do love the high-tech stuff. Bye.
Bye.
Get the latest episodes of this podcast, informative articles, and special exclusive offers from Allison & Allison and other providers delivered to your email inbox. Subscribe to our email newsletter at allisonestateplanning.com/newsletter.